The free ramble on the theme of Bach, Blithe Bells from composer Percy Grainger. We heard the Bournemouth Sinfonietta led by Kenneth Montgomery. To take us to the bottom of the clock, here on a Monday afternoon, you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Our look at the arts now. Older and Reckless is Moon Horse Dance Theater's acclaimed series, curated by artistic director Claudia Moore. The event is celebrating its 20th anniversary season with an online edition this Friday, November 6th, featuring innovative new dance videos created and performed by award-winning dance artists Esmeralda Enrique, Denise Fujiwara, Leary McNichols, and Sarah Porter in collaboration with distinguished videographers. The company's usual home is at the Harborfront Center, but this year, Claudia and her team had to be creative. Friday's event will include 32 dance artists, 4 new dance video works, excerpts of 2 outdoor dances as well. Joining me on the line with more about this week's event and Friday's big online dance performance is artistic director Claudia Moore. Welcome.
Hello, Mark.
Great to be with you. Why has Older and Reckless and Moon Horse lasted so long? 20 years is no easy feat within any genre.
That's a very good question. It started out as something quite small, and I guess as we are all getting older and all recognizing how important dance can be in everyone's lives, our circle just kept expanding. And so not only does the series showcase senior dance artists, but the senior artists are working with community members, community dance enthusiasts, we like to call them, in projects, so that people who are not professional have an experience of what it's like to dance and what it's like to step on stage and everything that's involved in that. So I don't know, it just kept growing, and people love to dance.
I think that's fair. It feels good to move your body. And as we watch this performance on Friday night, what do you believe is the artistic takeaway? That's a big question when you're talking about dance as an art form, but it is specific this year in that we're watching from our homes. What do you hope people take away from this different experience?
I hope that they will be able to savor the works that we have created for this online event. It was a huge challenge, and I'm not alone in having made this vast turnaround.
Sure.
From basically spending our lives on stage and reaching to an audience in that way, in a very personal and
very connected,
very alive, yeah, in the moment.
Sure.
And so how do we bring this kind of experience to an audience online? And I decided that I didn't want to just film dance works, but rather I put some artists together with videographers, and I said, why don't you guys go ahead and collaborate together and see what you can't come up with in regards to a kind of a dance film project. It's just astonishing where they have gone with these 4 dance films.
Well, take us through that. You've got 4 works. Is there a tone? Is there a theme that we're going to see in the various works?
Oh, they are all extremely different.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is kind of the fun part. You know, when people come to an Older and Reckless performance, is very much the same. There's a collection of short works, and often for me, it's like a collection of really good short stories. So each one is quite different, but very rich in its content. And I feel the same way about these 4 dance videos. They're extremely different, wildly different, and I think that's so interesting. The way each work brings out a different aspect of possibly what we're facing right now.
Right. If you're just joining us, Older and Reckless from Moon Horse Dance Theater airs online, an online edition on Friday, moonhorsedance.com for all the info. You can register there as well. Artistic director Claudia Moore is with us. You're actually getting started today. You've got these workshops. You've got an event on the 18th. So this is a real time to celebrate with Moon Horse and what you do. What are you offering this week?
This week we've got workshops on the Zoom platform every day with a different artist from 11 till 12. These workshops are free, or you can make a small donation if you like, but a wonderful group of artists. Today we were working with Louis Cheyenne from the Louis Cheyenne Dance Company, learning a West African harvest dance. We'll be working with Julia Aplin, who does wonderful work after her study of the trees. Denise Fujiwara does a beautiful moving meditation workshop. And so each one is very different, but really different doors into dance and into your own connection with your own body.
I want to learn a West African harvest dance.
It was so much fun.
I bet it was, yeah. You know, I think a well-executed dance piece can really be transformative, certainly for your dancers and for your artists, but as viewers too. And I think we need to feel that sense of movement right now, don't you feel?
Absolutely. We're all dealing with so many vastly different and verging on trauma, you know, for a lot of people who are in lockdown and isolated, particularly seniors who are so vulnerable right now, for them to be able to tune into a Zoom class and even just see the different movers on the screen and be led in exercises where they're actually watching each other and sharing gestures, it's just remarkable the kind of it uplifts your spirit. It gives you a sense of community, even though we can't be physically together. And really, it's become even more valuable, I think, during this pandemic than, or at least a lot of people have come to realize how valuable it is to move together.
Having that connection, being able to, like you say, move together. Older and Reckless from Moonhorse Dance Theater. It airs an online edition on Friday, the 20th edition for this, by the way, 7:30 p.m., moonhorsedance.com for all the info. You can register there as well. There are workshops for you this well as, this week as well, running at 11 a.m. And you can, like you say, you can put together a small donation. Artistic Director Claudia Moore, thank you for joining us this afternoon, and thank you for venturing forward and putting this together this Friday.
Oh, my great pleasure, Mark, and all the best to you, and keep dancing.
Keep dancing, everyone. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That was our look at the arts.